When Americans vote on November 5th, they should consider which ticket has promised to quickly end the Russia-Ukraine war. Read Part 1 and Part 2. Bob Marshall, The Washington Stand. Western media sources documented Ukraine and Russia peace proposals during the first weeks of the conflict in February 2022. Reuters noted, Ukraine wants peace and is ready for talks with Russia, including on neutral status regarding NATO, Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak told Reuters. If talks are possible, they should be held. If Moscow wants to hold talks, including on neutral status, we are not afraid of this. Our readiness for dialogue is part of our persistent pursuit of peace. Reuters printed a follow-up 14 hours later. The Russian and Ukrainian governments signaled an openness to negotiations even as authorities in Kyiv urged citizens to help defend the capital from advancing Russian forces. Ukraine and Russia will consult in the coming hours on a time and place for talks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's spokesman said, Ukraine was and remains ready to talk about a ceasefire and peace. We agreed to the proposal of the President of the Russian Federation. But as Reuters went on to note, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Russia's offer was an attempt to conduct diplomacy at the barrel of a gun, and that President Vladimir Putin's military must stop bombing Ukraine if it was serious about negotiations. In Foreign Affairs, Fiona Hill and Angela Stent wrote, according to multiple former senior U.S. officials we spoke with, in April 2022, Russian and Ukrainian negotiators appeared to have tentatively agreed on the outlines of a negotiated interim settlement. Russia would withdraw to its position on February 23, when it controlled part of the Donbass region and all of Crimea, and Ukraine would promise not to seek NATO membership and instead receive security guarantees from a number of countries. The British Financial Times reported in March 2022, Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has been the primary international mediator. Mykhailo Podolyak, a senior advisor to Zelensky, told the Financial Times that any deal would involve the troops of the Russian Federation, leaving the territory of Ukraine captured since the invasion began on February 24. Ukraine would maintain its armed forces but would be obliged to stay outside military alliances such as NATO and refrain from hosting foreign military bases on its territory. The Times report continued, Putin's press secretary Dmitry Peskov told reporters that neutrality for Ukraine based on the status of Austria or Sweden was a possibility. This option is really being discussed now and is one that can be considered neutral. Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, said that absolutely specific wordings were close to being agreed in the negotiations. The putative deal also included rights for the Russian language in Ukraine, where it is widely spoken though Ukrainian is the only official language. The biggest sticking point remains Russia's demand that Ukraine recognize its 2014 annexation of Crimea and the independence of two separatist statelets in the eastern Donbass border region. Ukraine was willing to compartmentalize the issue. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Ukrainska Pravda reported, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Boris Johnson, who appeared in the capital almost without warning, brought two simple messages. The first is that Putin is a war criminal, he should be pressured, not negotiated with. And the second is that even if Ukraine is ready to sign some agreements on guarantees with Putin, they are not. Johnson's position was that the collective West now felt that Putin was not really as powerful as they had previously imagined, and that here was a chance to press him. 3 days after Johnson left for Britain, Putin went public and said talks with Ukraine had turned into a dead end. U.S. changes war aims. Originally, NATO and the U.S. claimed that they were helping Ukraine simply so that it could retain its sovereignty and defend its territory. But U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced at an April 2022 press conference in Poland that the U.S. wants to see Russia weakened to the degree that it can't do the kinds of things that it has done in invading Ukraine, adding that with the right equipment and the right support, Ukraine could win over Russia. But logically, weakening Russia was significantly less likely to happen if the Ukraine war ended in April 2022. Pentagon officials met in mid-April in a classified meeting with 8 large defense contractors, including Raytheon Company and Lockheed Martin Corporation, for discussion on resupplying weapons to Ukraine to prepare for a longer war with Russia. Charles Freeman, past U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia, noted that, from the very beginning the solution has been obvious, which is some variant of the Austrian State Treaty of 1955, meaning a guaranteed independence in return for decent treatment of minorities inside the guaranteed state, and neutrality for the guaranteed state. Prolonging the war for whatever reason is not a criteria for conducting a just war. Extending the war would mean many more grandchildren, children, husbands, fathers, sons, brothers, cousins, and civilians would be killed, wounded, or maimed among both Ukrainian and Russian casualties. Surely, the Russian and Ukrainian families and friends of those killed, wounded, or injured, as well as owners of businesses destroyed in the war, when reflecting on their losses, would have thought that accepting the initial agreements were much better than what has happened since. American columnist Pat Buchanan pointed out that President Joe Biden almost hourly promises, "We are not going to war in Ukraine." Why would he then not readily rule out NATO membership for Ukraine, which would require us to do something Biden himself says we Americans, for our own survival, should never do: go to war with Russia? Russia-Ukraine accidental nuclear war. Putin warned that if the US or NATO gave permission for Ukraine to use Western missiles to strike deeply into Russia, that would radically change the current war, because while choosing targets inside Russia can be done by Ukraine military personnel, getting the missiles to hit the long-range Russian targets depends directly on Western control guiding and directing the missiles. Putin said, "It will mean nothing less than the direct participation of NATO countries, the United States, and European countries, in the war in Ukraine." Dmitry Peskov, Russia's press representative, said that Putin's statement was extremely clear, unambiguous, and does not allow for any double readings. "We have no doubt that it has reached its intended recipients. Biden-Harris have backed away for now. America was founded on the belief in providence, which consists of the Creator acting within the sphere of human history." Similarly, many citizens of Austria, a Catholic country, placed their trust in divine providence by engaging in a multi-year prayer crusade to free Austria from the Soviet military occupation that occurred after World War II. It included the Catholic Rosary organized by the Austrian Franciscan priest, Fr. Petrus Pavlicek, who believed that peace is a gift of God, not the work of politicians. The effort to secure Austrian neutrality succeeded on May 15, 1955, with representatives of the Soviet Union, Great Britain, the United States, and France signing a treaty under which all military occupation forces from World War II would withdraw from Austria if it would maintain neutrality. Austria has not joined NATO and has remained neutral to this day. Unlike Biden-Harris, former President Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance do not have to reverse themselves on the prosecution of the Russia-Ukraine war. Barron's reported in October that Donald Trump told Ukraine President Zelensky that the war never needed to happen, and that the Wall Street Journal reported that about 1 million have been killed or wounded on both sides. Our late President John F. Kennedy told the 1963 graduates at American University that nuclear powers must avoid confrontations where the choice is between either a humiliating retreat or a nuclear war. To adopt that kind of course in the nuclear age would be evidence only of the bankruptcy of our policy, or of a collective death wish for the world. Rolling the dice on nuclear war, especially when the United States has no defensive shield to stop ICBMs and no defense whatsoever against Russia's 6,000 miles per hour hypersonic nuclear missiles, is completely lacking in prudence. When Americans vote on November 5th, they should consider which ticket has promised to quickly end the Russia-Ukraine war. Source: The Washington Stand.